Then she looked at her hand and shook her head. Sorry, go on. Pox took another apple out of the bowl and looked it over. In the fighting, great evil entered my mind. It grew beyond my control. This is what the Marshal General saw, in Finn Pinnear. She was not the only one to see it, Kolya. Even I, when they... She stopped, to take a long breath. Anyway, they saw but one possible cure, and the Marshal General, two paladins, and an elf tried to cut that evil from within, which they did.
And left you, the Duke said, as crippled as if they'd cut off your legs.
Pox shook her head. Not so. You... Forgive me, Kolya, but you have truly lost an arm. Nothing now will make it grow back. I had my limbs, legs and arms both, but not the use of them for a while.
And within? The Duke said they did more damage within, that they had ripped the very heart out of yourself, the courage.
So I thought, and they thought, but the Kwakin showed me that this was not so.
Are you certain?
Kolya peered closely at her.
We had heard that you were to be a paladin yourself, and here you are without money enough, you say, to buy a sword.
Do riches make a paladin? Or do I look so scared to you?
Pox smiled at her. Well, no, you don't. But you wouldn't be scared of me anyway.
I would have been. I was. Kolya, I cannot hide this. I was, for those months, as craven as you can imagine. I don't know what the Duke told you, but he saw me unable to lift a sword, even in practice. He saw me afraid to mount a horse, even a gentle one. He saw me, a veteran of his company, faint in terror, because an arms master came toward me with his sword raised.
You'd been hurt.
Pox snorted. You know better than that. Kolya, I have been where very few soldiers ever come, to the fear and helplessness that the common folk have, and I've come back from that, with help. Why I'm here? Well, that's a long tale. Tell me, would you think me crazy if I told you? She faltered, and Kolya looked at her curiously.
What?
Kolya, things have happened to me since I was first in the company, which seemed strange to me. In Arrhenius, especially the third year, others noticed too. It was remarkably hard to say, flat out, that she thought she was a paladin.
Stammel said something to me.
Kolya cracked another pair of nuts. He said it had to do with a Gerd's medallion you'd been given by a friend. You could sense things the others couldn't, he said. Yes, that was part of it. That was why I thought they were right when they said I could be a paladin.
They weren't?
Well, yes, in a way.
Pox found that she was sweating.
The fact is, I do have some gifts. They are somewhat like those paladins have, but I never finished the training and took vows. Master Okallow thinks they were given directly by the gods, and if so... She stopped again.
If so, then you are a paladin of sorts, is that what you mean?
Kolya glanced sideways at her.
A remarkable claim. Not that I doubt your word. She went on quickly. It's only that I never heard of such a thing. When I think of a paladin, I think of those I saw when I was in the company. They were not as you are now.
I know. Pox leaned forward, elbows on knees. And I trained with them. I know what you're remembering. Shining mail on a shining horse, so bright that anyone would follow. I don't claim to be that sort of paladin yet, Kolya. I do say that something, and I believe it to be the